Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1271, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. As you're listening to the original broadcast of this show, I'm in Rancho Cordova, California, near Sacramento, enjoying cocktails following the 38th annual West Coast Ragtime Festival. Despite several of our favorite performers not able to be there, it was great fun seeing and hearing those who were, along with many of our friends from the festival and the Sacramento area. Although billed as a ragtime festival, it included lots of early jazz and novelty music, and even a couple of silent movies accompanied by Frederick Hodges. I jotted down a bunch of titles of tunes heard during the weekend, and they will form most of the playlist for tonight's show. And fair warning, since we're dealing primarily with tunes written in the early 1900s, there will be a predominance of acoustical recordings. We're going to start with a tune which our friends Michael Chisholm and Frederick Hodges played to open the festival. They, of course, played it as a piano duo without animal sound effects, but here it is in an orchestral arrangement. Oh, the tune? Chicken Chowder. Thank you.
where you've been, sir, no matter what you've seen. You never frown on Baby Brown, the neat, sweet Georgia queen. She's sure some jolly friend, sir, and just past 17. There's none in town like Baby Brown, the neat, sweet Georgia queen. She's cute and pert and got that certain thing. You know the rest. Can't help but makes the curtain ring down on the bed. And she's always bound to win you. I'm saying what I mean. Now my money's down on Baby Brown, the neat, sweet Georgia queen. Now my money's down on Baby Brown, the neat, sweet Georgia queen.
I've played it twice on the show before, in 06 and 08, both times by Fats Waller. But there you have Nork, the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, with Baby Brown, written by Alex Hill. By the time of this recording on September 20th, 1935, trombonist George Brunies was the sole member from the group's original lineup in 1922. The vocalist on Brunswick 3447 was Red McKenzie. Before Baby Brown was Buffoon, written by Zez Confrey. Fun fact, Zez Confrey was Jack Benny's piano accompanist following Cora Salisbury, who was Benny's first vaudeville partner. She referred to herself as a pianologist, and her act of music and comedy as a pianologue. Funner fact, it was ragtime composer Cora Salisbury who convinced Benjamin Kabelski to change his name to Jack Benny. Oh, I guess I should let you know that was Henry Hall directing the BBC Dance Orchestra on Columbia FB-1384, recorded in London on March 21, 1936. We started the set with Chicken Chowder, written by Irene Giblin. Walter B. Rogers directed the Victor Orchestra on April 16, 1906, on Victor 4715. Irene Giblin was born August 12, 1888, in St. Louis. At age 14, she was hired by Charles M. Daniels as a song plugger at the Grand Leader department store, playing the latest hits from music publisher Jerome H. Remick. At age 17, she was playing at the Styx, Kerr, and Fuller department store, where she worked for the next 5 years. During this time, she wrote her 10 ragtime tunes, becoming St. Louis's most prolific female composer, although she then gave up composing and performing to raise a family. Irene Giblin died May 12, 1974. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. It was incredibly difficult for the few female ragtime era composers to get their works published, but in addition to Irene Giblin, there was Adeline Shepherd, born August 19, 1883. While in her 20s, she wrote 3 ragtime pieces, Live Wires Rag, Wireless Rag, and Pickles and Peppers. In 1918, she also wrote Victory, commemorating World War I. And here to start off this segment of Rapidly Rotating Records, recapping the 38th Annual West Coast Ragtime Festival, is Pickles and Peppers.
I wish I was in Peoria, Peoria tonight. Oh, how I miss the gals in Peoria, Peoria tonight. Why, you can pick a morning gloria right off the sidewalk of Peoria. Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria, Peoria tonight.
We started the set with Adeline Shepherd's Pickles and Peppers, performed by the Zonophone Concert Band on Zonophone 5223, recorded sometime before September of 1907. Making their first appearance at the West Coast Ragtime Festival this year, mainly because they've only been around about a year, were Brian Holland and the Ragabonds. Well, Brian Holland's been around a long time, as have the Ragabonds, individually. Katie Cavera on banjo, Paul Haglund on tuba, and Gareth Price on drums. That combination of instruments was first recorded by Lou Waters' Yerba Buena Jazz Band more than 80 years ago, and the Ragabonds apply it to compositions spanning nearly a century. The Ragabonds have their first album out on the Rivermont label, and I encourage you to check it out. The group performed Jelly Roll Morton's composition, Grandpa's Spells, at the festival, which is not on their album, but is on Bluebird B-10254, performed by Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers, on December 16, 1926, at the Webster Hotel in Chicago, the record we heard. Drummer Gareth Price also sings and sang I Wished I Was in Peoria. And the correct title is I Wished, W-I-S-H apostrophe T, I Was in Peoria. I've played it only once before on the show, back in 2001 by Ted Lewis, but we finished the set with the Jazz Pilots, a Harry Reaser group with the vocal by Tom Stax, and their January 5, 1926 recording on OK-73898. He didn't write it, but Richard A. Whiting was born in Peoria. Who did write it? Mort Dixon, Billy Rose, and Harry Woods. On Friday, the opening night of the festival, our friend Frederick Hodges provided piano accompaniment to the 1926 Harold Lloyd silent comedy For Heaven's Sake. In addition to being one of the world's foremost silent film accompanists, Frederick is also one of the world's leading exponents and interpreters of George Gershwin, and in one set he performed Gershwin's A Foggy Day. Here's a vocal version to start off the third segment of this special West Coast Ragtime Festival recap show.
A foggy day
in London town had me low and had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere.
Thank you.
Our friend Vincent Johnson is one of the leading contemporary novelty pianists and composers in the world today, and some of the best money I've ever spent in my life was to commission a novelty piece by Vincent as an anniversary present for my wife Rita. Her unmarried name is Adair, and the piece is titled Belle Adair. It was masterfully played by our friend Richard Dowling at last year's festival, and generously recorded by festival sound director Rob Thomas. I really do need to post it to Facebook. Anyway, in one of his sets, Vincent played Mahjong. Not the ancient Chinese matching tiles game, but the tune Mahjong, written by Sid Reinhertz. And we just heard Sid Reinhertz with his December 4th, 1923 recording of Mahjong on Jeanette 5330. Sidney Paul Reinhertz was born in 1901 and may have received a formal musical education. His first known published work was Hot Coffee in 1919, and over the next 9 years he wrote seven other tunes. In 1923 he recorded two sides for Jeanette, and two more the following year. Reinhertz was kept busy on radio both as a soloist and directing his own bands and orchestras, as well as entertaining at events around the Boston area. Sid Reinhertz died in 1956. Another of our favorite performers is Carl Sonny Leyland, one of the world's leading proponents and performers of boogie-woogie. One of the tunes Sonny played during the festival was Jimtown Blues, written by Charlie Davis. And before Mahjong, we heard it by the Tennessee Tudors on Vocalion 15022, recorded in New York on April 8, 1925. We started the set with Geraldo and his orchestra, with Cyril Grantham singing the Ira Gershwin lyrics to his brother's tune, A Foggy Day. That's from Decca F-6576, December 17, 1937. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Making their second appearance at WCRF this year were the Jazz Age Artistes, Charlie Judkins and Miss Maybell. And like the Ragabonds, they too have a new album out on the Rivermont Records label. Miss Maybell plays banjo, a tricked-out washboard and kazoo, and sings in a classic but unique blues style to Charlie's piano accompaniment. Unlike the Ragabonds and Frederick Hodges, their repertoire has a hard stop at 1929, and they're in the midst of raising funds for their project to record an album of 100-plus-year-old songs never before recorded. You can find out more about them and their music at the website MissMaybell.com. Charlie and Miss Maybell live in New York City, and one of the songs they performed at the festival was Take Me Back to New York Town. And here it is.
Two friends from old New York Town met in a foreign land. One sang the praises of a gay Paris and the Strand, London Grand. Softly the other replied, I know a place to reside, and though I roam, it is my home sweet home. Uncle Sam is right. Take me back to New York Town, New York Town, New York Town. There's where I long to be, with a friend so dear to me. Coney Island down the bay, and the lights of old Broadway. Here and square, I don't care anywhere. New York Town, take me there. The beautiful rhyme, say that it beats to the band. just take a trip up old Hudson Bay to grand Yankee land, brave of the sight for the sea. England and old Germany, give me Broadway where it's gay night and day. That's the place for me. Take me back to New York Town, New York Town, New York Town. There's where I long to be, with a friend so dear to me. Coney Island down the bay, and the lights of old Broadway. Fair and square, I don't care anywhere. New York Town, take me there.
goblin man, he comes around and he softly hums
a ragtime tune.
I know he followed me, now he'll catch me sure, and then there'll be
a ragtime soon. He's beside me, hide me, hide me.
I can feel his breath, oh, I'm scared to death.
He will take me, shake me, make me join his raggedy band.
Oh, oh, where will I go?
That goblin man,
that goblin man,
that goblin man. Look out for the goblin man, that ragtime goblin man. Look out for the hook in his hand, that great big hook in his hand. There he is, there he is, there he is, there. See his eyes, see his eyes, see his eyes, glare. Mr. Boogaboo, if he catches you, he'll beat you, then he'll eat you. Run, run just as fast as you can from the ragtime goblin man. Hide, hide, or he'll give you a ride in his ragtime van.
Look out. Just hear him shout,
look out
for the ragtime
goblin man.
That ragtime goblin man was mild. What was it drove him wild?
A ragtime tune.
On dark nights now, just look out. He'll catch you if you sing about
a ragtime moon. If he nabs you, grabs you, jabs you,
you won't get away, cause you'll have to stay.
Then he'll bring you, fling you, sting you to his raggedy band.
See, he wants to get me.
That goblin man,
that goblin man,
that goblin man.
Look out for the goblin man,
that ragtime goblin man.
Yes, look out for the hook in his hand,
that great big hook in his hand.
Yes, there he is, there he is, there he is, there.
See it, I see it, I see it, I glare.
Oh, Mr. Boogaboo, if he catches you,
he'll beat you.
Yes, then he'll eat you.
Run, run, just as fast as you can.
Oh, from the ragtime goblin man.
Hide, hide, or he'll give you a ride.
What, in his ragtime van?
In 2022, Los Angeles pianist Steve Elliott was awarded first place at the 44th World Champion Old Time Piano Playing Contest, the first female winner of the contest in 22 years. She can be heard in person at venues around Los Angeles, including 1642, a bar of integrity in the Filipino Town area of downtown Los Angeles, along with Vincent Johnson and John Reed Torres. Eve was at West Coast this year and played a tune called The Goblin Man. Goblins were a popular musical subject at the turn of the century, and Will M. Elliott and Ben Jansen wrote The Goblin Man in 1900. But that's not The Goblin Man Eve played. She played the 1904 The Goblin Man, composed by Ted Snyder, with words by Ed Rose, featured in the less-than-successful Broadway show A Venetian Romance. There's a less-than-broadcast-quality cylinder recording of the 1900 song, but I couldn't find any of the Snyder tune, so you just heard The Ragtime Goblin Man, performed by Collins and Harlan, on Edison 4-Minute Blue Ambarol Cylinder No. 1071, released in June of 1912. Harry Von Tilzer wrote the words and Andrew B. Sterling the tune. Other Goblin songs of the time are The Goblin Band, The Goblins and the Shoemaker, Dance of the Goblins, Frolic of the Goblins, The Goblins Glide, and The Merry Little Goblins. Before that was a medley of The Gondolier, written by W.C., for William Conrad Pola, under the pseudonym of W.C. Powell, and Temptation Rag, by Henry Lodge. Banjoist Fred Van Epps was accompanied on U.S. Everlasting Cylinder No. 1260, released around July of 1911, by pianist Albert Benzler. We started off with another Harry Von Tilzer, Andrew B. Sterling collaboration, Take Me Back to New York Town, from 8-inch Victor 78, No. 5230, recorded July 26, 1907. Tenor Harry Talley was the vocalist, and you're likely to hear a Harry Talley segment in an upcoming show. I've played Coaxing the Piano by its composer Zez Confrey a couple of times on the show, but you're about to hear it played by... Well, see if you can guess. I'll tell you in the back announce.
It's up to me now to say, won't you find In the most superficial way, I just.
What do you all mean, huh?
Well, I was just down the street, and I separated a bunch of coons from all that loose change, and I brought it right down to you now.
You just make eyes, say I'm your prize.
Call you my own person, darling.
Tell me I'm sweet, down to my feet.
That's just the way I make love.
You say my lips are honey drip.
Ain't you my own honey bee?
That's where the bliss is, stealing the kisses.
I'm stealing the kisses from me. Whoa, whoa, you found a me. Throw your arms around me in that loving way. Tell me that you love me and you're going to stay. If I'm not hurting you, because it's hurting you. Keep my heart's affection burning all for you. Keep your lonely fond of me.
British Strident boogie-woogie pianist Neville Dickey got quite the reaction from the crowd when he introduced and played that tune, Won't You Fondle Me, written by Herman Paley. We heard it by the duo Billy Murray and Bob Roberts from Victor 4301, recorded January 18, 1905. Before that, Coaxing the Piano from Columbia A3800. That was recorded in Chicago on December 7th, 1922. What's that? Who played it? Frank Westfall. And I'm happy to say we've got time for one more. Here's the Oriole Orchestra on Brunswick 2616 from February 23rd, 1924 in Chicago with Eccentric Rag by J. Russell Robinson. Thank you. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.